Well, he certainly will be. School building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. You Must Be Dreaming by Dina Epstein, directed by Katherine Wilkinson. Live from Radio Coat 24-hour newsroom, July 15th, 2018.
What the hell am I doing here? We'll handle it, sir. She doesn't stand a chance.
They're gathered and ready to sign. Just give us the...
That's just not true. We're making the world a better place. You just have to believe.
Excuse me, I believe I'm here for an interview. I'm not really sure about why.
Alice, have we heard from Teresa today? Are we still on for the Melania meeting?
Hello? Excuse me? I'm sorry.
Nancy, I haven't got that last memo. Did you ever finish?
Well, that was rude. What? Am I invisible? Do I not exist? Shit. I think I am invisible. I think I might not exist.
We've got the go-ahead, everyone. Commence Operation Handmaid.
Operation Handmaid? Really? That's original? Where are we going, ladies?
Bitches, give us your John Hancock, sign it and pass it around.
We refuse. You can't make us sign.
You wanna bet?
Why? What are you gonna do to us?
Shut up and sign. You think we're gonna give away our methods? You will sign this document saying that you support Judge Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court.
I just want to...
Shut your fucking mouth, I said.
We won't sign! We won't sign! We won't sign!
Bring out the torture instruments!
No! No!
Jamie, darling, are you okay? You fell asleep on the sofa. I didn't want to bother you, but I had to make tea.
No.
It's almost 4 o'clock. I hope the kettle didn't wake you.
No, it's good to be awake. I'm really glad to be awake.
Bad dream again?
Mm-hmm.
You need to stop looking at the news and the Twitter. It just upsets you.
I can't. We all need to stay informed.
What's informed going to help you except to lose sleep?
It helps, Grandma. Otherwise, we have no hope.
Oi.
Oi yourself.
Okay. Ready for tea, my love?
Can mine be iced?
For shame!
Hey! Fine, hot it is, but if I melt, you have to clean up the puddle. I'm just trying to save you all the work.
I've never been afraid of a little bite.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, hello, Sanitation Specialist 13.
Hello, Sanitation Specialist 2 and 7.
Sanitation Specialist 13, a pleasure to see you.
Is the coast clear?
It is in this direction. I've scanned the entire floor.
Great, let's compare notes.
I heard the Space Force destroyed 3 more nations since Sunday. Entire swaths of land, entire peoples, all wiped out.
Won't be long before they claim they were our enemies all along.
I saw Lord Donald Trump raping Dame Melania.
Shh! You can't say the R word anymore. They'll put you away.
Besides which, can't be rape if they're married. You know that.
Right. I heard Theresa May was shot last night.
What? What about the coalition?
It's still intact. She started questioning things, apparently. It was getting inconvenient. Word is, they're gonna pretend she's still alive. Keep it hush hush. Set the policy themselves.
Can they do that?
Why can't they do anymore?
Attention, subjects. It's time for the puppy drownings. Please puppies to room 72 and commence drownings immediately. Anyone found not in compliance will have to report to Commander Huckabee Sanders.
Good morning, dear. How'd you sleep?
Oh.
More nightmares?
A few. They're getting weirder.
You need to go for a nice walk.
It's too hot.
Get some ice cream or some berries. You know, I read today that berries are superfruits and will make you happier. Or almonds. Want me to get you some almonds?
It takes a gallon of water just to grow one almond. And they're mostly grown in California, which is turning into a desert as it is.
So you don't eat almonds anymore? What about salmon? Salmon is supposed to make you happier also.
Salmon is mostly farmed and is actually really bad for us. Why, oi, it's true.
True, a lot of things are true. I just care that my family is happy and healthy.
Maybe go back in time and make sure the Russians don't hack the election. That would make me very happy.
Oi, such nonsense. Come downstairs quick. Breakfast will get cold.
That would be nice.
Great. Thanks, everyone. That was certainly a stimulating discussion.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for hosting, Barbara. Your new home is just lovely.
Oh, my pleasure.
Next month at my place?
Wonderful. Speaking of next month, any suggestions for that selection?
Oh, what about The Handmaid's Tale? I've been wanting to read it before I watch the show.
Oh, I already watched the show.
Yeah, I want to read stuff that's entertaining. There's already so much ugliness in the world. Can we not do these depressing books?
What about a Nicholas Sparks novel?
I love him.
Or that new Elizabeth Gilbert book, Great Magic, Big Magic?
Big Magic. I heard it's so good.
OMG, I loved Ypres Love. Loved it.
Me too. We should totally do Big Magic.
Oh, I just remembered, you know, I don't think I can make it next month.
Ladies and gentlemen, please note the cabin has turned the seatbelt sign back on. We're experiencing some turbulence, so please refrain from moving about the cabin.
Wait, how did I...
Sorry, I no like fly airplane.
Where are you going?
Nueva York. Nice people give me money so I can see children.
Wait, your children?
See.
How long since you've seen them?
Since beginning of May.
But it's July.
Yes. I'm very worried.
That's horrifying.
This is horrifying!
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain calm. We're experiencing what we in the biz refer to as a forced early landing. But everything is going to be just fine. Be sure to remain in your seats and don't cause anyone to panic. We must maintain our civility after all.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
I don't want to tell her! No! No! No!
Again, Yanny? Let me get you some tea, dear. Dr. Lee, I'm so sorry to interrupt. What did you want me to do with Miss Johnson?
Put her in room 2 and tell her I'll be in shortly. Now then, why have you come to see me today?
I'd like to get my tubes tied.
Okay, how many kids do you have?
None.
Oh, wait, you're serious?
As a heart attack.
But why don't you want children?
Oh, well, there are so many reasons. And not a single one for wanting them. And I mean, on top of all that, look at the state of the world. Even if I did ever want them, how can anyone bring a child into this mess? A child who doesn't have a choice, who never gets asked, do you want a life? That's a pretty big burden to put on someone, you know? Anyway, can't afford to take care of a kid. Don't have the energy. So many reasons, I really can't name them all. So, a tubal ligation, if you will, please?
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
What do you mean?
People come to me to have kids when they can't. I help people have kids. Why would I ever do the opposite of that?
Because it's a valid medical procedure and I'm asking you to do it as my doctor?
Has someone put you up to this?
What? No! I don't want kids and I want to ensure that I don't get pregnant.
You can use temporary methods for that.
I know, I have been, but I don't want to anymore.
But that's what your body's made for. It's your duty to reproduce.
Wait, you're serious?
As a heart attack.
Is there another doctor I can go to for a second opinion?
You can go to a psychiatrist for an evaluation. Or actually, there is a fun little procedure I can do instead. It's even better, I promise. Lie back.
What are you gonna do?
Officers, can you come in and restrain this hysterical woman, please?
Help! Wait, what are you gonna do to me? Help!
We're just gonna make you a lot happier, that's all. Don't you want that? There. And now you're pregnant.
What the fuck?
Congratulations.
Fuck!
Must you curse, darling?
Oh, Grandma, you scared me.
And you me. I heard screaming, I came running. That's my little Jimmy Webb.
You know, I've definitely been a lot better. Oh, thank God, at least I'm not. Never mind.
That's it. I'm taking over your phone and your computer. Mm-hmm. You just need to relax. How much longer of your vacation?
What vacation? I'm here to work.
I said you need to relax. While you're here, you relax. Stop thinking so much. I'll get you some tea.
You can never have tea again!
You Must Be Dreaming by Dina Epstein, directed by Katherine Wilkinson, presented by Radio Coat, a project of Co-op Theater East. Performed by Aaron Helani Chung, Laura Iris Hill, and Anna Savant. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at cooptheatereast.org.